We'd like you to share with this prayer. And after each statement, can you please say, Lord, help us to concentrate on you, because we're here to worship God. Let us pray.
As we gather together,
Lord, help us to concentrate on you.
As we put aside the things that distract us,
Lord, help us to concentrate on you.
As we leave behind the things that worry us,
Lord,
as we forget about ourselves,
Lord, help us to concentrate on you.
As we worship you with songs of praise,
Lord, help us to concentrate on you.
As we listen to stories from your word,
Lord, help us to concentrate on you.
As we hear your teaching,
Lord, help us to concentrate on you.
Amen.
We'll continue with our worship with the music team. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's stand for the first song.
Oh.
This is my prayer in the desert, when all that's within me feels dry. This is my prayer in my hunger and need. My God is the God who provides. This is my prayer in the fire, in weakness or trial or pain. There is a faith proof no more worth than gold. So refine me, Lord, through the flame. And I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, and I will declare, God is my victory and he is. This is my prayer in the battle, when triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and co-heir with Christ, so firm on his promise I'll stand. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is me.
All my life,
all of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship.
All of my life,
all of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is me. This is my prayer in the harvest, favor and providence slow. I know I'm filled to be emptied again. The seed I've received, I will sow.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, let us plant good seeds in our lives. Let us sow, and let us be able to reap all the benefits of what you teach us. Let us be able to harvest all the good words that you provide us, all the love, care, and affection that you have given us throughout our lives from the day we were born. We didn't know you, but you knew us. And we will never forget what you've done for us, to live as we do now, to be a fraction of who you are in perfection. We pray that we will at least be able to do but a tiny little bit of what you have been able to do for us. And to everyone else in this world who doesn't know you, we pray that we will find the courage, the strength, and the heart to be able to connect with them so that they may know you. In your blessed name we pray, amen. This is the air.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me.
This is my daily bread.
This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
And I'm
desperate for you. And I'm lost without you.
This is the air.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
And I'm
desperate for you. I'm lost without you.
And I'm
desperate for you. Mountains fall and the tempest throws, you are with me. When creation falls, so my soul will soar on your mercy.
I walk
through the fire with my head lifted high and my spirit revived in your story. And I look to the cross as my failure is lost in the light of your glorious grace. Let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find a refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing. When the world caves in, so my hope will cling to your promise. When my courage ends, let my heart find strength in your presence.
I walk
through the fire with my head lifted high and my spirit revived in your story. And I look to the cross as my failure is lost in the light of your glorious grace. Let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find a refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing. Let the ruins come to light in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find a refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, forever I'll sing.
Let the ruins
come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find a refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the amazing, beautiful world you created. Help us to care for it. We thank you for the wonderful, unique people you have made us to be. Help us to care for one another. We thank you for the incredible, tasty foods you have invented. Help us to remember and care for those who are hungry. We thank you for the inspiring stories and teaching in the Bible. Help us to share this good news with people everywhere. Amen.
Let us pray for others.
Father God, we thank you for our church. We ask that you will help us to grow closer to each other and closer to you. Let's think of the people sitting on either side of us and ask that God will be especially close to them.
We also remember those people who are not here with us today, perhaps due to illness or because they're on holiday. Let's remember them in our own prayers now.
Father God, we thank you for the city of Auckland where we live, and we ask that you will help us to spread your love to our friends and neighbors, especially those in the Auckland CBD. Let's think of ways that we can help them and ask that God will help us to tell them the good news.
Father God, we remember the countries involved in the tragedy of war and ask that you give the leaders strength to turn to peace. Let's lift these leaders and countries to God.
Lord, thank you that you listen to all our prayers, spoken and unspoken. Amen.
This morning's reading comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 2 and verses 10 to 12. The next time Jesus taught beside Lake Galilee, a big crowd gathered. It was so large that he had to sit on a boat out on the lake while people stood on the shore. He used stories to teach them many things. When Jesus was alone with the 12 apostles and some others, they asked him about these stories. He answered, "I have explained the secret about God's kingdom to you, but for others I can use only stories. The reason is, these people will look and look but never see. They will listen and listen but never understand. If they did, they would turn to God and he would forgive them. May God help us to understand his holy word. Amen."
Throughout Jesus' life and ministry, he often taught on topics such as Christian discipleship, money, the kingdom of God, the end times, and the grace of God. Due to the complexity of some of these topics, Jesus often turned to parables to communicate the deep spiritual messages he was trying to convey. As Tiffany read in Mark chapter 4, verse 2, Jesus used stories, in other words, parables, to teach them many things. Jesus chose to teach in story form because stories engage the mind and emotions of listeners like no other form of teaching. Jesus' parables are often based on farming life that was familiar to his audience. They often answered a question or dealt with a problem or attitude or revealed a truth about the people he was teaching. He often compared the kingdom of God to a seed planted in the hearts of men and women. Parables were designed to teach a lesson through comparison. When you hear the story, you can relate and compare it to your own life. So let's hear the story or the parable of the sower and the seed through drama.
So today, as you've noticed, is a pretty different service, and it's very special because we've been able to have the young people join us in leading us in prayer and with the offering and with the announcements. And so another special thing that is happening is that we've had a drama where only two of the characters have been cast, whereas where you sat down this morning determines who the rest of the characters are. So you've cast your own characters. So we've got a son here, Jocelyn, and a farmer, Matthew, and everyone else is asked to look under their seat. Now I'm really impressed because most people didn't wonder what one on earth was under their seat. Okay, so In this section here, what do we have? We have some, everyone's going to wave up what they've got under their seat. No, just this section here, the front section. So we've got the birds up in the front. Okay, now at the back, just at the far back, yes. So we have, you're the weeds and the thorns. Okay, now at the front here, there should be, there are only three people in this one. So they've got the young plants, but that's because everyone who is around, four. So can you just stand up the four young plants? Oh, yes, you do. So very young. Now, don't worry, the people who are around them, you're the thorns who will be choking the young plants. So it was very strategic. We knew that you would be very restrained. Please be very restrained. when you choke, you can sit down, the young plants. Now, the rest of you should be in the good soil. So what have you all got up in your... Cool. Now, is there anyone that doesn't have anything underneath? We may have run out of time. Okay. Well, Nathan will be working through the sower and the seed. So when you hear your instructions, birds, listen very carefully to what Uncle Nathan, has the birds doing. Listen very carefully to, there's a bird underneath, to what the, how the young plants, the ones that wither and die, and thorns, I'm sure you know what to do. So we'll leave it in Nathan's capable hands.
All right. Okay. You guys ready? Yeah. All right. Jesus gave a parable about a sower sowing seed. He said, "A sower went out to sow seed, and as he scattered the seeds over the ground, some of the seeds fell by the wayside on a path where the soil was packed hard by people walking. The seed could not go into the soil, so it lay on top of the path until birds came and devoured the seeds." You can go and pick some up. We have to pick them up at the end anyway, so. Then as the sower scattered the seeds, some of the seeds fell on a shallow, thin layer of soil that had stones underneath the soil. The seeds on the stony ground went into the ground and quickly sprouted in the shallow soil. But because of the stones, the roots of the new little plants were not able to go down deep. And so when the sun came up, the heat soon scorched the plants, causing them to wither. Show us your withering plants. And as the sower scattered his seeds, I think that was about 3 days. And as the sower scattered his seeds, some fell on the ground that had thorns already growing in it. On them. The seeds went into the soil, but the thorns soon choked the young plants so that they could not grow to maturity nor bear fruit. Everyone's too scared to choke the pastor. And finally, some of the seeds fell on good soil, and they quickly sprang up. Don't forget the people at the back. The roots went down deep, and since there were no thorns to choke the plants, they became strong and brought forth much fruit. In fact, some of the seeds in the good soil produced 30 plants, and some 60 plants, and some even produced 100 plants. Thank you, good soil. Jesus finished his parable to the crowd by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." The people on the shore looked at each other. What an interesting story, they thought. Jesus knew that someone would hear his words but not understand the hidden meaning. Do you have hearing ears so that you can understand the heavenly hidden meaning in the parable? Later, Jesus explained the heavenly meaning to his disciples.
Thank you. Right, I missed out on some of the photo. I missed out on some photo opportunities. Can everyone hold up their weeds and thorns and that, please? And if we're lucky or unlucky, it'll be on Stuart's Facebook. think I miscalculated the time. Is it only 11 o'clock? And this will finish in 5 minutes. So we're going to have an extra long morning tea. Oh, good. Right. Now, you'll sympathise with me. I spent hours putting together a talk on the sower and the seed. You know, the soil is different kinds of heart and mind of all the people, and then you list out all their transgressions and all how bad they are, and then had it all ready. And last night I happened to look in my folder, and there was an article there that had really taken my interest a week or so ago. And it comes to everyone. When you get past a certain age, you forget. But I saw this and I thought, wow, I think we'll make this service a bit different. And it's a little bit different up to now anyway, so may as well carry on. So the article was written by a gentleman called Tim. And I don't know if you've know this website, but it's actually a financial advice website, a Christian financial advice website. And one of the, I don't know, leaders, he has a Christian blog. And what caught my eye was he had the parable of the sower, a new perspective. And I thought, new is good. So what I thought, I can't do better than what he wrote, so I'm just going to read out his blog. All right, so bear with me, and they are all his words, or most of it. So, the parable of the sower, a new perspective by Tim, who says, it's fascinating to read the parables of Jesus because there always seems to be something new that comes from it. That's how I feel about the parable of the sower. Take a few minutes to read one or more of the accounts, and this particular parable is in three of the Gospels, so it's no wonder it's so familiar to us. The parable is simple. The sower, Christ, scatters his seed generously, and it ends up on four different types of terrain. Some land on the side of the road, some on rocks, others in thorny soil, and some in good soil. The first three groups of seed die, and the seed planted in the good soil flourishes. And we immediately say, I want to be the good soil. Or we say, I know some people who are like the rocky soil. And let's pray for the folks who are stuck in the thorny soil. The parable of the sower quickly becomes the parable of the soil. So why is it called the parable of the sower when all we do is talk about the soil? Let's think about the sower. If we reread the parable from the perspective of the sower, we get a better understanding of why Jesus called it the parable of the sower, not the parable of the soil. Jesus shares that the sower scattered seed, the word of God, on all types of ground. It didn't say that he was meticulously planting the seeds in designated good soil areas. It says he was scattering the seed everywhere. Doesn't that seem wasteful, though? I mean, if I were planting a field, why would I throw seed on rocks, thorns, and the side of the road? Wouldn't you want to be careful and put the seed in the good soil from the beginning? But remember what Jesus said earlier. Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." Christ makes it clear that he came to rescue sinners. His purpose was to bring salvation to everyone. So the meaning of the parable of the sower is twofold. One, to show that Christ came to share the word of God with everyone. We don't serve a stingy God who picks and chooses who is good enough to hear the word. He graciously sows into everyone who is willing to accept his word. And secondly, the parable teaches us, or shows us, how the different soils in our life I'll just repeat that. The different soils in our life can keep us from sharing God's truth with others. The soils. We can't ignore the soil types completely, but it was important that we first recognize the message of the generous sower. Jesus knew that most of the people in the crowd would say, "Wow, great story," and move along with their lives. When he ended the parable with, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear," Jesus was challenging them to think about the meaning of the parable. The best part about Jesus' examples of the soil types is that a lot of us will experience a few of them in our lives. And I liked that bit because I've always thought or had in my mind that each person is a different kind of soil. But Tim in his blog is saying we all experience being all the different soils in our lives. So some fell along the path. This is the in one ear, out the other times in our lives. Picture a Middle Eastern road hardened by years of travel by men and animals. What happens to the seed when it falls here? It sits out in the open for the birds to come and get it. If we don't take God's word seriously, that's the soil we're representing. And then some fell on rock. These people know the word of God, but when they're tested, they collapse. They have no root. They're not planted deep enough in the soil, so God's word hasn't truly become their foundation. It's a superficial faith that springs up when times are good. But when the heat comes, just like the sun on a hot day, the small seedling that shot up on the rock will wither and die for lack of soil and water. Other seed fell among thorns. These people hear the word but do nothing with it. They know the word but don't truly accept it. They teach it but don't practice it. If we're not earnestly seeking the word of God, it leads to indifference about devotions and relationships with him. So what happens? The source for satisfaction comes from external things, riches, pleasure, prosperity, and I'll add popularity, sports, computer games, shopping, materialism, food, etc. Even though the seed was planted in good soil, the thorns choked it, just like those things can choke us from depending on God. And then still other seed fell on good soil and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. It may seem like funny maths and bad business, but God knew what he was doing when he sent Christ to scatter the seed everywhere. There'll be times in your life when you feel that you're firmly planted in the good soil. Use this opportunity to share God's word with others. But remember, the fruit of sharing the gospel doesn't just happen on its own. It takes a humble heart and meditation on the word of God to produce good fruit and to further the kingdom of God. So sometimes we're in the seeds fell along the path frame of mind. Some fell on the rock sometimes, and sometimes if we are honest with ourselves, we're seed that fell among thorns. And hallelujah, we also find ourselves when we are seed that fell on good soil. So, just something for you to think about, because my comment is, according to Tim's perspective, according to Tim's perspective, the different soils represent the stages of our growth in Christ. Christ keeps sowing his word into our hearts until we are transformed from the path to the good soil. So which soil are you today? Have a little think. Which soil are you today? And which soil do you want to be? And we know that God will help us through the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in spiritual maturity. But we need to set a goal for which soil we want to be. Let's ask God for the Holy Spirit to help us.
Let us pray. Lord God, we too can learn from the parables Jesus taught the people and his disciples in the Bible. Help us to understand and place in our hearts what we have learned this morning and put it into practice in our daily lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay.
You are the source.
You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I will take hold of you. I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. You capture me with grace. I will follow you.
My heart is yours.
My heart is yours. For life, I need your hand. In mine, no one else will do. Lord, I put my trust in you. I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. You capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you.
This world
is nothing for me. I will follow you. This world is nothing for me. I will follow you. This world is nothing for me. I'm gonna follow you. This world is nothing for me. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace, 'cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. name by which I am saved. You capture me with grace. You capture me with grace. You capture me with grace. I will follow.